Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel. This is Kelsey. We just finished watching PFL 6, which is the end of the regular season. And highlight of that thing was what we just finished watching was Kayla Harrison dominant as usual.
As noted before, Rachel, all Kayla Harrison does is she cashes checks. All right. She smashes fools. She raises some kids. Okay. She's also become pretty devastating on the mic, right? You want to interview her and she's dropping bombs on people. And like, I think she's become a full-fledged WWE character at this point, except that she's real. She will smash you into the ground for real. I love watching her fight. I love everything about her. She's a superstar and she dominated her fight. First round submission, looked like broke that girl's arm, and now she's headed into the playoffs again.
Yeah, I will just say this. This is her second appearance in the PFL regular season for 2021. This seemed like a mismatch at best.
Well, she was a minus 3,000 over 3,335.
Yeah.
So you had to bet $3,335 to win 100 back on her doing what she did, which was win. Yeah. That's absurd in MMA, absurdly large. It's the kind of thing that happens too often in boxing. Never hardly see it in MMA. Still, that's how good Kayla Harrison is compared to her competition, and she proved it again.
Yeah, I will also say she just like scored a submission in her post-fight interview. If I was Sean O'Connell, says his name right, Sean O'Connell, I would be nervous. I'd be like, who drew the short straw in interviewing Kayla Harrison? Because she's going to make it awkward and she's going to seem super pissed the whole time she's there. But she's also secretly like happy.
And also, like, I find her super lovable regardless of all her antics. But here's the next level for Kayla Harrison. In my opinion, I will tell it to you quickly. I think she goes on and wins another $1 million. And then I think we're watching a UFC broadcast someday, maybe, or like something else. And she just shows up there like Scott Hall did, right? Except it's real, y'all. She takes over stuff for real. I'm not saying UFC signs her. I think she shows up there and beats people up. Like, it's real.
All right, let's talk about Anthony Pettis.
Tough
loss for Pettis. He was back up against the wall, had to get a finish in either rounds 1, 2, or 3, but ended up losing a split decision.
Yeah, and I thought that he won the fight because I thought it should have been scored 2 rounds to 1. I didn't think the final round was 10-8, although I hate to disagree with...
if you see on the graphic here, the fans voted Pettis, but Randy Couture and Kenny both made it a draw. It's just blank because they don't have a graphic for a draw. Come on, PFL. But
they were like, it's like they're like the slickest and everything. And then they're like, one thing we forgot.
Anyway, they did because they gave, easily, you give the first 2 rounds to Pettis and then
you
could score that 10-8 round, or you could have scored it 10-9 and then he still wins. But his opponent, Manfio, that's how I'm going to say his name.
Sounds good.
Won the fight. Congrats to him, but tough
luck. No, I refuse to congrats
for
him, Rachel.
Anthony Pettis.
I was pulling for Showtime because, has this other guy been on a Wheaties box? No. But I actually thought that on a positive note, I think that Anthony Pettis, he's still a good fighter, really good fighter. I think he shows the quality of competition in the PFL that he went 0-2. I think he had won his last 2 fights in the UFC before fighting out his contract and going to the PFL. He's still a big star. He's still going to be around next year. I'm sure he'll work on some things and get back and get better.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see his future, and I'm excited to see the rest of the PFL playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're just working our way backwards down the second half of the... And next we have this massive kick. If you watch this right now in slow-mo, ESPN shared it. That's a lot of blood on that foot.
What is it?
And it kind of makes me...
Who was it?
You missed it. This was...
Lance Palmer.
Yeah, Lance Palmer.
Hi, Bulev.
I'm sorry.
Did you just...
Sorry, guys. This is live. I messed it up. So we'll see that again. I hit the wrong button. Sorry. We're going to talk Lance Palmer.
Let's talk Lance Palmer. Listen, Lance Palmer is a two-time featherweight champion in the PFL, a two-time millionaire. And now, this season, he ain't going to playoffs.
No.
Tough draws for Lance Palmer.
Yeah, yeah.
In his fight, I thought it was a tough draw to open with against Bubba Jenkins, my nemesis. And then this second fight he had to fight against, I practiced his name earlier.
Did you?
Remember, I said it like a bunch of times in a row. But I can't.
Mavlid Kayabayolov. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. I tried. I think it's Hayabulov. Anyway, this guy, I've seen this guy put his knee in somebody's chin and then their brain comes out the top of their head. He's a pretty fantastic fighter. He's a dark horse, I think, for the lightweight in general, right? I think came up above a Jenkins to me. It's stacked at lightweight. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry, at featherweight. That's a stacked division. But, surprisingly, Lance Palmer not even making the playoffs this year. And I don't think he's going to be back to the PFL next year. He's a free agent, 34-year-old free agent. The good news is you've won $2 million. The bad news is you're on a two-fight losing streak heading into free agency. That can be good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now we are brought to the slow-mo that ESPN MMA shared.
Okay, yeah, this was a super awesome knockout at heavyweight.
Yeah, so you had Goltsov here getting the win. It's over.
Anyway, did you have anything to say about that?
No, I just wanted to show that crazy clip.
Okay, well, I really like that knockout. I don't have the notes in front of me, so sorry. We prepared poorly for this, I feel like.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a video game knockout. This dude was like, he got, first of all, like, is this one where he got kind of hit? And then, like, as he was going down, he got kicked in the side of the face.
No. That's an earlier one. We're also going to show that one. But this is Goltsov. He got his knockout win. He's moving on. Next, we're going to look at, this is the one Kelsey's talking about, Bruno. This guy has a delayed reaction. He's technically already knocked out, but just for good measure, he gets brutally kicked on the way down. That's pretty. A lot of quick sixes tonight in the PFL. And then the other notable that I wanted to bring up here was Larissa getting, this girl just walks right into a right hand, and she's out.
They got Clarissa, they got Larissa. Both of them are pretty savage. Larissa Pacheco, I think, is easily like the most feared opposition at lightweight, besides Kayla Harrison, who has beaten her twice. But
who's not impressed with Larissa, by
Larissa,
the way.
Yeah, she's not impressed. She's not even impressed with Larissa going in and adding some, you know, she wanted to get extra swole to fight Kayla again, because that, so I feel like that's an interesting fight. Hope we get to see it in the finals. I
think, and not to mention, Larissa grabbed the number one seed tonight.
Yeah.
Kayla missed out on it because of the way the system works. I guess they had an even number of points, and you start looking at the time during the round that they got their knockout, submission, whatever it is, and Kayla missed it by just a little bit of getting that number one seed.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
That's what happened?
No, that's how it should work. Oh, I feel like if you both score first round stoppages, you both get 6 points, then you go to tiebreaker. The first tiebreaker, are you the women's lightweight champion? And then you should be first seed. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm
okay. If you're the reigning champion, why aren't you getting the first seed? Why does it go down to...
Well, that would be like...
Because that's based on matchups.
I don't know.
Anyway, I know PFL math is way beyond me, okay? I don't like math, first of all. But I do like the format. I do like Kayla Harrison. I think what we do get in this format and in this specific division is probably we know who's going to fight in the finals. There were good fights before, and there will be another third fight between Kayla Harrison and Larissa Pacheco.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. And usually, Rachel, the PFL playoffs, it takes place, and the championship thing is at the end of the year. This time, it's only at the end of August, so we don't have to wait that long to see these fighters over 3 days, I think it is, 3 days in a row. It's 3 days in a row? I think it's 3 days in a row they're going to get in the smart cage.
I don't think, I think it's 3 weeks in a row.
It could be.
Yeah.
We did almost no preparation for this, as you can tell. I did write about this today, so I feel like 55% sure that it's
Well, you told me that, though, before you wrote it. And then when I edited it, I went, I guess he was wrong.
Is this
it
just was 3 weeks ago. Another case of stupid numbers. Yeah, because numbers aren't my thing. Numbers aren't my thing. Names aren't my thing. What is my thing,
Rachel? I had to spend my time getting this room set up because it was crazy trying to get all this technical stuff going, but we did. And hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Your life is definitely better from watching this.